cut her off. Pass in the middle, deflected by Avery Bauer. The Lady Bobcats are off on a run. Got it to Hillis for two. Beautiful pass from Riley Davis to Caden Hillis for the lay-in. Lady Bobcats running off the steal. And they'll come with full court pressure here against the Houston Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers travel with it. Yeah, number 11 made a catch. The good defensive play there by Avery Bowers to force her into the travel. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats get it after the Houston turnover. Riley Davis bringing it up out of the backcourt for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, already up 2-0. Thayer working it around the horn, lobbing it inside to Hillis, back out to Regal for a three. It's no good. And a rebound off the hands of Houston. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Thayer looking to run the inbound here. Oh, and they called it off of Thayer. Okay, so it'll be Houston ball. Thayer again in the full court pressure, a 2-2-1. They inbound it to Koch. Koch in the backcourt, swings it up to Benoist. Benoist bounces across the timeline to Cook. Cook backs her way down toward the lane, kicks it back outside, around in the right corner. No shot available there. Lady Bobcats playing really tough defensively here. And Houston brings it back out top. They will restart the offense from there. Swing it on the right side. Now down in the right corner. A little baseline drive by McNeil. And Lady Bobcats cut her off. Here's the ball out front. Going to be stolen by Regal. Regal will drive the other end. Misses the layup. Riley Davis is there to lay it up and in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the Lady Bobcats out 4-0. Houston again inbound against the pressure. Got the ball to McNeil. McNeil races up the right sideline. Pulls up her dribble. Now got to get rid of it. Swings it to the middle of the floor. And, boy, that was awfully close to being a 10-second call. I think it probably could have been. And all the way to the bucket goes number 11, Cook, and she couldn't score. And the rebound is off the hands of Thayer. It'll be Houston ball with 6:14 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer up early, 4-0. Houston inbounds the ball to the free throw line. Got to Koch. Her shot is up. No good. And the rebound is going to be a hell ball. And the arrow points to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possessions. And here come the Lady Bobcats. Chance to go up early, 6-0. Long pass down to Hillis in the corner. Back out front to Sorrell. Round the horn to Regal. And now Davis. She sets and fires the three. It's off the mark. No good. And a rebound controlled by Houston. Davis rushed that one a little bit. Didn't get her feet squared up. Didn't get her shoulders squared up. Houston with a basketball. They go to Cook. Cook from the elbow. Shoots and scores. Isabella Cook with the first 2 points tonight for Houston. It's a 4-2 game. Come the Lady Bobcats with the ball. Quick up the court. Get into the half-court set. Swinging on the right side to Davis. Davis out top now to Sorrell. Riley Joe. Oh, we got a whistle. And we've got a Houston Lady Tiger player who, oh, looks like must have twisted an ankle or something. Yeah, we have an injured Houston Lady Tiger player on the far side. Grayson McNeil, number 30. The senior is down, and she is in some pain. And having a little trouble putting any weight on that right leg. Now, starting to put a little more weight on it as she walks it off. Hope that's nothing serious. As a senior, you never like to see seniors or anybody else get hurt for that matter, but seniors especially. Especially now that we're kind of in the second half of the season, winding down. You like those seniors to be able to finish out their careers. Thayer will inbound it here with 5:33 to go in the first quarter, up 4-2. Got it in the left corner for Regal. Back out front to Sorrell. Sorrell holds it there and goes to Avery Bowers. Now back out to Regal in the corner to Sorrell. Right side now to Hillis and Davis in the corner. Davis will bring it out to the wing on the dribble drive and looking to penetrate in the lane. Oh, has the ball knocked away, but she's fouled on the play. Riley Davis will go. Well, no, they won't go to the free throw line. They'll call this one on the floor, I'm pretty sure. Foul is on number 2, who just checked into the game. That is Millie Manier, a freshman. Fair inbounds the ball after the foul call. Here's Davis looking to get open on the left side. Couldn't. Swings it around to the right to Hillis. In the corner to Regal for three. She'd been red hot lately. That one wouldn't go down. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Riley Joe Sorrell inbounds it to Hillis. Hillis down the baseline. Dumps it inside Avery Bowers for two. Nice play by the two seniors right there. And Houston breaks the full court press. Getting the ball up the court is number 11. That is Cook. Cook will swing it out front. And now to Meneer. Meneer in the left corner to Cook, driving the baseline, trying to feed it through the lane, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Thayer up 6-2 here with 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Winner this one moves into the semifinals. Will take on the winner of the Bakersfield couch game, which is coming up after this game. Thayer punching the ball inside to Bowers, back outside. Regal gives it up to Davis. Davis moves up the screen, gives down to Hillis. She'll drive the baseline all the way to bucket. Oh, gives it off to Sorrow on the give and go. Sorrow couldn't hit the shot, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Riley Jo Sorrow going to the line. The foul is on Isabella Cook, a 5'4 sophomore. And Sorrow will go to the free throw line, the sophomore for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First one is up, and it's good. So Riley Jo gets on the board. Now four of the Thayer Lady Bobcats starters have scored, and they've only got 7 points. So good balance scoring early on here for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Sorrow dribbles it twice, pushes it up with the right hand. It's good. Riley Jo Sorrow with 2 points in the first quarter. And Thayer up now 8-2. Nobody with more than 2 points in the game so far. Houston with it. Got it down the floor to Benoist. Benoist shoots and scores from 15 feet off the wing. Claire Benoist with her first two of the night. And Houston cuts the lead in half here. Davis lets one fly. It's good from 22 feet. Riley Davis with the first three of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Just under 4 minutes to go. Thayer up 11-4. Houston with a basketball. Benoist got it on the wing. Draws a double team. Now got to get rid of it. Finally does. Got it to Cook. Cook going inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Houston. Back up and in. That is Gilbert, the 5'10 senior. Her first two of the game. Thayer pushing the ball up the floor. Oh, and they threw it away. Davis tried to get it to Regal. Regal couldn't quite hang on. Ball bounces out of bounds on the sideline. Houston ball with a chance to get back to within three here with a bucket. 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Houston gets it up the floor. Got it to Cook. Driving into the lane. Loses a handle. Picked up by Houston. They'll get outside to Benoist for three. That one's off the mark. And Hillis yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Caden brings it up on the right side to Sorrell. She'll pump a three on the way. It is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Rebounded and picked up by Riley Davis, but Davis was standing on the end line. So it'll be Houston ball again with a chance to get back to within three here. 3:04 to go in this first quarter. Houston trying to hang around. And they break the full court press. It's a 3-on-1 if they want it. All the way to the hole goes the ball handler. Shot is no good. Gets their own rebound. That, by the way, was Koch. Swings it out front. Long three-point shot straight ahead. No good. Rebound taken by Gilbert. She couldn't find the shot. Gives it off to Cook just outside the lane. Her shot is no good. And Houston gets on the rebound again. They give it off. Shot is up and good for Benoist. Benoist with four leads all scorers in the game, and it's a three-point Thayer lead. Here's Riley Davis trying to double it. A long three, barely caught iron, rebounded by Avery Bowers off to Sorrell. She couldn't score, and a rebound taken by Houston. Now the chance to get back to within one. They run it up the floor, dumping it down. Oh, tried to get it to Gilbert. It goes over ahead and out of bounds, and it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Substitution for Thayer. Riley Jo Sorrell checks out, and Bailey Logue will check in. Bailey didn't play basketball the last couple of years, dealing with a torn ACL. She's back out there now and starting to get herself a little more playing time as she gets used to the Thayer offense and defense and kind of getting her back into player shape. Thayer working ball around the perimeter. Got the ball out to Hillis. Now to Logue in the corner. Logue going to the bucket. Throws it up off the window. No, she'll go the line and shoot two. Bailey Logue gets fouled on the play. Boy, you like to see that. Those bench players trying to earn themselves more playing time. It was Ashley Gilbert called for the foul. Her first team foul, number 3 on Houston. Thayer has yet to commit a foul in this game. And Bailey Lowe gets the free throw line, hits the first free throw. Bailey, a junior. A couple of substitutions in now, or one for Houston. Number 30, check back in, McNeil. Gilbert checks out. And second free throw for Logue is up and good. And rebound by number 23, Piper Volk for Houston. Throwing it up the court, and the ball is overthrown and out of bounds. Thayer gets it back with a 4-point lead, a minute 53 to go in the first quarter here at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer goes to the high post to Bowers outside the low. Now over to Hillis. A three out of the corner is off the rim. No good. And rebound is run down in the corner by the Houston Lady Tigers. They bring it the other way. Davis cuts off the ball handler. That is Koch. Koch throws it. It's tipped into the backcourt, picked up by Houston. Then they throw it away on the other end. Trying to get it back over to Koch, and the ball goes out of bounds. And substitution. Number two comes out of the game. That is Meneer for Houston. And with a minute 29 to go in the first quarter, Thayer up by four. Lady Bobcats got it to Logue. Logue to Regal. Now Davis. Davis swings it around to Hillis. Driving in the lane, kicks it out in the corner to Logue. She makes the fake. Oh, and going to be called for the travel. Didn't get the dribble down before she picked up the pivot foot. Coach Denny Young calls her over and said, that's all right. Good aggressive move. Bailey Logue playing hard out there tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats off the bench. Gave them some quality minutes Thursday night up at that Willow Springs game when Lady Bobcats got in some foul trouble. Houston with the ball. There goes Cook in the lane looking for a shot. Couldn't find it. And the ball taken away from her by Logue. Got it out to Davis on the break. Davis throws up a shot. Gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on the Houston Lady Tigers. It was number 12. And that is Ava Koch. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul on Houston, but Riley Davis within the act of shooting. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Davis leads all scorers in the game. She's got five, and the first one here is up and good. Six for Davis, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats run the lead out to five. They've led by as many as six here in the first quarter. They will shoot another one here. Davis hits it. Riley Davis now with seven first quarter points with under a minute to go, 58 seconds as a matter of fact. Houston inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Have a little trouble with the Lady Bobcat press. They get it up across the timeline to McNeil. Squares up for a three, top of the key, no good. The long rebound comes out to Houston. Houston got it over to Cook. Cook, oh, trying to pass it back out front. The ball is taken away, but a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul on the pass was on number 12. That is Bowers. Avery called for her first. First team foul on Thayer in the first quarter. Houston with the ball working around the perimeter of the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Got it on top. Down the left side. Long three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Riley Davis. Davis leading the break up the left side, lobbing it down to Sorrell, who just checked back in. Her layup is blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Houston. They threw it away in the corner. And with 23 seconds left in the first quarter, Thayer Lady Bobcats with an opportunity here to add to the six-point first quarter lead against the Houston Lady Tigers. Thayer will handle it out front. Looks like they're going to set up for the final shot of the quarter. Davis gives it up to Avery Bowers in the corner. Out to Riley Sorrell. Now to Davis. Davis kicked it inside for Hillis. Back out to Logue. Logue got it over to Bowers. 6 seconds to go. They got it out to Hillis. Hillis driving in the lane, pulls up. Short jumper, banks it off the window and in. And that'll end our first quarter play. Thayer Lady Bobcats 16. Houston Lady Tigers 8. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I want to say thanks to some of the Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partner and Shine of West Plains, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. Houston Lady Tigers open the second quarter with the basketball down by six. They've got it in a half-court set. Got it down in the right corner. Driving into the lane, and the ball is stolen by Reed. Oh, taken back away by Cook for Houston. They feed it outside for Koch. Koch working around the defense. Swings the ball to number 30, McNeil, at the free throw line. Kicked it outside. Long shot is up and no good. Rebound for Regal for Thayer. And Regal brings up the right side. 7:23 to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball first time in the second quarter. Here's Hillis all the way through the lane. Kicks it out to Davis. Davis into the free throw circle. Gives to Bowers. Now to Hillis. She'll launch a three from the wing. Ooh, just off the rim. Rebound to Riley Josaro. Out to Davis for three. That one, the toilet ringer, wouldn't go down. And the rebound taken by the Houston Lady Tigers. Grayson McNeil. That was a good rebound there. Houston works it up out of the backcourt. Defense back there by Davis. Got across the timeline to Cook. Down the left corner. Now going inside. Pass is deflected and taken by Hillis. Hillis and Davis on the break. To Davis. Score it and one. Riley Davis. 9 points now in the first half. She'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. The foul's on Isabella Cook for Houston. That'll be her second of the game. And substitution for Houston, number 40, Gilbert checks back in. Number 23 comes out. That is Piper Volk. And at the free throw line, Riley Davis, 2 for 2. Make it 3 for 3 from the line. Davis in double figures with 10. Thayer leads it now by 11, 19-8. Houston inbounds against the Lady Bobcat. Full court pressure again. Houston got it out front. We're going to have to hurry now. Still with it in the backcourt. We're going to get a 10-second call here. And there you go. There's the 10. Oh, got a timeout by the Houston coach. Coach Lee calling timeout to avoid the turnover. 6:32 to go in the first half. Thayer up 19-8. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Well, just as Coach Lee got her Lady Tigers all set to inbound the ball against the pressure, Thayer pulls it off. Now they're going to pick up in a half-court trap. Oh, a travel on Houston, no call. And Koch has got it across the timeline, swings it down in the right corner to Gilbert, I believe. She swings one to the top of the key. Houston working the offense. Got left side, three-point shot is up. Oh, bangs off the window, no good. Houston rebound, and Avery Bowers pulls down the rebound for Thayer. Looking cross-court, she got Riley Davis. Oh, and Davis couldn't bring in the high pass. Goes off her hands and out of bounds. Thayer will turn it over on the break. And now Coach Denny Young says, let's go back to the press for a minute. 2-2-1 press for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Houston inbound it. Cook looking for the inbound. Got it into Koch. Koch handles it. Got it over to McNeil. McNeil still way back in the backcourt. Swings it up and across the timeline goes Benoist. Benoist pulls up and travel with the basketball. Yes, she did. Tried to stop. And it's going to be called for the travel. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Leading by 11 with 5:55 to go in the first half. Houston has yet to score here in the first 2 minutes of this second quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats a score to 3. And here's Hillis going to try another 3. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Houston and a foul going to be called on Kinsley Regal for Thayer. Kinsley tried to come around the side, got over the top. And call for the foul. That'll be her first. And the first team foul called on Thayer here in this quarter. Houston inbounds the ball. A little easier time breaking the press that time as they got it across the timeline. Got it to McNeil. McNeil kicks it back outside. Down on the baseline. They bounce it in the middle. Kinsley Regal picks up a steal for Thayer. Regal leading the break up the right side. Got it to Sorrell, now to Hillis. Hillis over to Davis. Davis tried to get it to Bowers overhead. And the loose ball picked up by the Houston Lady Tigers. Tigers bounced it to Gilbert. Gilbert goes to the left side to Cook. Cook takes it down to the baseline. Bounces back to Gilbert at the high post down the left side of the lane to the bucket and scores. Nice play by the 5'10 senior, Ashley Gilbert. She's got 4 points in the game. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats want a timeout to talk about it. 19-10, Thayer with a lead by 9. 5 minutes to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor, packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats called that timeout when his girls get set with something. Lady Bobcats just not shooting the ball well here tonight. They've got it out front. They go to Hillis. Hillis dumps it down to Bowers. Bowers back outside to Davis. Davis moves off the screen to the left side. Pulls up on that wing. A little crossover dribble. Got the ball down the baseline to Hillis. Hillis back outside to Regal. Regal to Riley Sorrell. Riley throws up a three. No good. Didn't even catch the rim. Bounces off the backboard, and Houston with a rebound. Houston chance to get back to within 7 here with a bucket. They get up across the timeline. No, not yet. And now, there's a 10-second call. Yep. Oh, good defense in the backcourt by the Thayer Lady Bobcats after the missed shot. And Houston couldn't get it across in 10. I thought it was a pretty quick 10 myself. 4:25 to go in the first half. Thayer up by 9 with the ball. Regal to Sorrell, round the horn to Hillis. Now in the corner, Davis dumping it down to Bowers. Bowers couldn't find the shot, kicks it back outside. Regal for 3. That one's off the front rim. Davis goes and gets the rebound for Thayer. Down the baseline, scoop shot is up and in over the rim. Riley Davis now with 12 in the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 12 of the 21. And full court pressure again for Houston, the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Get the steal in the backcourt. Caden Hillis comes from behind, takes it away. She races up the left side, trying to get rid of it, and going to be called for a double dribble. Yep. Tried to get rid of it, lost the handle, and then took about 3 steps and picked it up. That's the travel. Houston will inbound the ball. A little bit of minimal backcourt pressure by Thayer. Houston gets it across the timeline. They bounce it in the lane to Gilbert. Gilbert to the glass, misses the shot. It was bothered by Regal. Thayer off on the break. Sorrell got it down the left corner now for Hillis. Hillis surveys the situation, brings it back out front to Davis. Riley working away from the defense. Wide open for a deep three, and it's in and out off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Loose on the floor. Mad dash after it. Finally, Riley Joe Sorrell comes out of there with it for Thayer to Davis down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Sorrell, she couldn't follow it. Davis with the rebound, she gets tied up, and the alternating possessions will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the held ball. Number 2, Millie Meneer, checking back into the game now for Houston. She is a 5'5 freshman, going in place of number 30, I believe it was, McNeil. Thayer inbounds the ball to Hillis for 3, off the back iron, no good. Lady Bobcats just have not shot the ball well here in this game tonight. Here's almost a steal by Davis in the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Houston again. 3 minutes to go in the first half, 21-10, Thayer by 11. Houston inbounds the ball to Benoist. Benoist, long pass up the court, got it to number 2, Meneer. Cross the lane, she gives to Gilbert, and Gilbert goes up with a shot and gets fouled, and that'll be on Regal. Be the second on Kinsley Regal, and the second team foul on Thayer here in the second quarter. Going to line to shoot 2, Ashley Gilbert. She and Claire Benoist lead Houston in scoring with 4 points apiece. First free throw is up and no good. And Bailey Logue checking back in the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Bowers will sit. And another free throw here for Ashley Gilbert, looking for her 5th point of the game. The lefty puts it up. No good. And a rebound taken by Bailey Logue for Thayer. Logue Runs it up the right sideline. Leaves it to Regal. Regal couldn't get a shot. Gives to Hillis at the top of the key. Now down the Logue in the right corner. Logue fakes right, moves left, throws it up. No, gets her own rebound. Couldn't follow it. Rebounds it again. Back up she goes. Count it. And one. Bailey Logue with her first field goal. Go with one free throw earlier. Logue now with 3 points and will go the line for the three-point play. Foul was on Gilbert for Houston. It'll be her second of the game. And she checks out. Number 42, Reese Wilson, a 5'8 sophomore, will check in for the first time for Coach Lee and her Houston Lady Tigers. And a free throw. Oh, wouldn't go down for Logue. Houston with a rebound, trying to bring it out and across the timeline. Koch is going to be tied up by a double team, got rid of it, and a pass up the sideline is going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Houston ball. 2:25 to go. They'll get a fresh 10 seconds to get across the timeline. That's the thing I don't like about that. It should pick up right where the ball was knocked away and out of bounds. They actually punished the defense. Thayer. A lot of pressure out on the ball. And here's a steal by the Lady Bobcats. Nice play, Riley Joe Searle. Gives it to Regal. Regal brings it in the front court. Gives it to Riley Joe. Wide open for a three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. We're going to get a push on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Riley Joe. Picks up her first foul of the game, trying to go get her own rebound. Everybody's always hollering. The players, follow your shot. She tried, and she would call for the push, trying to get there. 13-point Thayer lead, Houston with the ball. Got across the timeline to number 12, Koch. Going up the right side, and she dribbled it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a minute 57 to go in the first half. 23-10, Thayer by 13. Lady Bobcats have not shot the ball well in the first half. They've got it. Riley Joe Sorrell up the right side. Gives to Logue. Logue back outside around the horn to Hillis. Hillis dumping it down inside. The ball knocked away by the defense. Good play there for Houston. They get it out to, now they finally get it across the timeline with Koch. Koch in the corner. Shot is partially blocked by Regal. Loose ball picked up by Lady Bobcats. Here's Logue. Long pass up the floor over everybody's head and goes out of bounds. And that is one of the hardest things in basketball to do. Try and throw the ball 75 feet while you're on the run, because what always happens, you throw it where nobody can catch it. Houston will inbound after the Lady Bobcat turnover. Got it in the backcourt to Koch. Koch has it stolen by Bowers. Bowers to Hillis. Hillis powers it up and in off the window. Caden Hillis now with 6 in the first half, and Thayer up by 15. Houston with the ball loose on the court. And we get Bailey Logue coming out with it. A timeout call by Coach Denny Young. And with a minute 9 to play in the first half, Thayer taking control. They lead at 25-10. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I want to say thanks to some of the Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering and Thayer, Dustin Walter. They're going to be providing food for the hospitality room one night this week, I believe on finals night. Also, Mr. Dent in West Plains and Forstler's store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Lady Bobcats, nice play on the offense. Got the ball down into Regal, who turns and scores off the window. Thayer Lady Bobcats again, full court pressure with a 17-point lead. Houston got it to Cook in the backcourt. Cook gives it up to Koch, gets it across the timeline. Now to 45 seconds to play in a half. Houston's only scored 2 points in this second quarter, and they almost throw the ball in the backcourt, loose on the floor, picked up by Benoist. Benoist traveled, no call. We'll give it up to Cook and back to Benoist. Benoist out front. Got it there for, Koch. Koch feeding it inside, ball deflected, and it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Houston Lady Tigers. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a chance to go up 19 here before the intermission. Thayer Lady Bobcats inbound it to Davis. Looks like Thayer going to go for a final shot of the second quarter. They did that in the first quarter and got a bucket. Davis Handles it out between the circles. Looking to go right side. Does in the corner to Bowers. Bowers. Now to Logue. Logue down to Regal, who wasn't looking. Woke up just as the ball got there. Thayer still with it. Down to 3 seconds. Hillis to Regal. Fires a three. No good at the buzzer. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 27-10. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers here at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll have your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Back into Thayer High School, the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament. First round action tonight, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a comfortable 17-point lead at the half, 27-10. And if you had to sum this one up, I guess in the first half, you'd say Thayer Lady Bobcats did everything you wanted to do, played well defensively, maybe didn't rebound the ball as well as you would like, but it's a pretty good-sized Houston team, and the Lady Bobcats just didn't shoot the ball well. But you know, it's two halves. That's what they're in the locker room talking about right now. It's kind of, you know, getting a little more intensity. I thought the intensity level was not real good. But it's the first round of a tournament. You're a high seed playing a low seed, and sometimes that kind of plays into that. Again, it's the halftime. Thayer Lady Bobcats up 27-10 over the Houston Lady Tigers. By the way, one more game here at the Thayer Winter Classic tonight. The Couch Lady Indians will take on the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Had a chance to talk to Coach Lansdowne from Bakersfield a little bit earlier, and he's down a player. His starting point guard is not with the team tonight. She is homesick. So we'll see how the Bakersfield Lady Lions play tonight against the Couch Lady Indians. The winner of that one will play the winner of this one in the semifinals. If you didn't hear earlier today, it was Dora beating Liberty 44-38. Dora's Kinley Luna led the way with 21 points for the Lady Falcons in victory. They advanced into the semifinals. They'll play Alton. That game's scheduled for Thursday night at 6:30. Liberty with that loss advances to the consolation finals on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Since Alton had to bye, Liberty will get the bye in the consolation bracket. You're listening to the 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report. We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider, whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And back here at the Thayer High School, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a lead over the Houston Lady Tigers, 27-10 here at the half in the first round of the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Let's run down the scoring for you. First up for the Houston Lady Tigers, they're led by Ashley Gilbert and Claire Benoist. They each have 4 points, 2 for Isabella Cook. Houston scored 8 points in the first quarter, only 2 in the second. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, are led by Riley Davis. The All-Staters got 12 in the first half, 6 for Caden Hillis, 2 for Avery Bowers, 2 for Kinsley Regal, 2 for Riley Joe Sorrell, and 3 for Bailey Logue. Thayer Lady Bobcats scored 16 points in the first quarter and 11 in the second. They take the 27-10 lead into the third quarter. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Mr. Dent in West Plains, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and the Alton Bank in the branch, Bank of Birch Tree. Take another time out. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, the 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, along with the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree. And we're underway here in the third quarter. Houston Tigers with it. There's a double dribble. Yep, dribble in the to a traffic with Isabella Cook, and she put it down with both hands. Can't do that. Thayer Lady Bobcats will get the ball here after the Houston turnover. Thayer with a 17-point lead as we open play in the third period. Riley Davis brings in the front court, swings in the corner to Bowers, outside and back around the horn. It goes to Sorrell, back to the right side to Hillis. Now Davis. Davis, by her standards, she was open that time, didn't take the shot. Thought she was going to bounce into it, didn't. Thayer working that on top to Hillis. Hillis to Bowers at the high post to Sorrell. Long three-point shot. Rattles off the rim. No good. Davis with a rebound. Passes it inside to Sorrell. Her shot is blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Houston. Nice defensive play there by the Houston Lady Tigers. Houston with the basketball. Number 11 brings it up. Cook goes down the corner. Feeds it back out front for Koch. Koch brings it over to Benoist. Benoist back over to Cook on the wing. Fires the three, an air ball. Rebounded by Houston. Shot is up, no good. McNeil gets it back. Count it, and a foul. Grayson McNeil working hard for the bucket. Foul by Avery Bowers. That'll be number two on Avery tonight. And number, is that 30 or 40? Yeah, number 30 at the line. McNeil, first free throw is up, no good. And Houston gets the rebound, got it into Gilbert, and Gilbert scores. It's a four-point trip down the floor for Houston. Makes it 27-14. Scored more points here in the first minute of this third quarter than they scored the whole second quarter. Thayer with the ball. Inside to Bowers. Bowers to Davis. Davis kicks it out to Regal. Now Hillis. Hillis puts it on the floor, going to the bucket, around the defense, lays it up with the left hand and in. That's why Caden Hillis has committed to play basketball next year at the next level at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. She'll be a Lady Scott a year from now. And here's Houston with the ball, got in the lane to Gilbert, who shoots the short jumper. Not much Thayer could do about that. Thayer working it down the floor in a hurry, got it to Hillis. Hillis with a shot that's blocked right at the rim, and a rebound comes off to Houston. They handle it in the backcourt. Got it to Koch. Koch on the dribble drive. Comes to the double team at half court. Got rid of it to Benoist. Benoist tied up by a double team. Now puts it on the floor. Pulls up and swings it over to Koch. Koch going down to Cook. Cook trying to back down the defender. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives it out top. Swings around to the right side. That is McNeil. McNeil, one of two seniors for the Lady Tigers. Going to the rim. Shoots no, but she's fouled on the play. That'll be on Riley Joe Sorrell. That'll be number two on Riley Joe. And immediately, Bailey Logue gets up and will check into the game after the first free throw. It'll be two for Grayson McNeil. First free throw is up and no good. McNeil with 2 points in the ball game. Chance to make it three here. Riley Joe Sorrell going to check out of the game with those two fouls. No, they're going to bring Avery Bowers out of the game. Riley Joe stays in there. Bowers will come out with her two fouls. And the second free throw here for Grayson McNeil is on the way, and it's good. McNeil with 3 points, all of them here in the third quarter. 29-17, Thayer up by 12 with the ball. Hillis swings it down the corner to Sorrell. Look in the lane, nobody open there. Got the ball out to Logue, and now Davis. Davis swings it with the left hand to the left side wing. Back out top to Regal. Regal over to Hillis. She'll fire a three. It's good. Caden Hillis from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats almost get a steal out of the full court press. That's a nice defensive play there by Kinsley Regal to knock it away. But it goes out of bounds. It'll be Houston ball with 5:16 to go in the third period. Isabella Cook will inbound the ball down on the baseline on the offensive end for Houston. They run the inbound play. They lob it inside. Shot by McNeil is no good. Gets her own rebound. Now gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert up with a shot. No good. And Bailey Logue yanks down the rebound for Thayer. She's running up the floor. Look at her go all the way to bucket. Lays it up off the glass too hard. And the rebound taken by Houston. And here's Riley Davis steals the outlet pass. Riley down in the corner. Swings it cross court to Hillis. Hillis passing it inside. Tried to get it down to Sorrell. No, she's going to be fouled. And Fair Lady Bobcats will maintain possession. Fouls on number 40, that is Gilbert. And that's number three on Ashley Gilbert for Houston. And the Fair Lady Bobcats will trigger it in with 4:50 to go in the third. Got into Davis on the wing. Davis looking to penetrate. Going to the bucket, reverse layup, no good. Gets her own rebound, kicked it out to Regal for three. It's good! Regal hits a three. That's only the third made three-pointer for Thayer in this game, and they lead it by 18 points now. Houston with the ball in the backcourt. That is Benoist. Finally got across the timeline, and Thayer with a steal. And they got a snowbird to Riley Davis, who scores the layup. 14 in the game for Davis. And a steal on the inbound. Nice play by Bailey Logue, and we're going to get a foul. Are you going to call that on Bailey? And no, they call it on Houston. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Foul was on Cook. Isabella Cook. That'll be her third in the game. So Houston getting in some serious foul trouble now. Thayer inbound the ball with a 20-point lead. Got it into Riley Jo Sorrell. Feeds over to Regal. Regal now to Hillis on the wing. Thayer. Oh, punching out front. Lazy pass is knocked into the backcourt, but Riley Davis goes and gets it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer in control here. Right side to go to Hillis. Hillis takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Is on the left side to Davis for three. That one's off the mark. Riley's just been off tonight. The three-point shots just aren't falling for her. And here's Houston, throws it away against the full-court press. Thayer Lady Bobcat ball leading 37-17. And see, Thayer making substitution. Avery Bowers will check in. Riley Jo Sorrell comes off the court. Thayer will mount it on the far side. Bailey Logue got it in to Riley Davis. Riley swings it down in the corner to Regal. Regal outside to Logue. Now left side to Hillis. To Bowers from the elbow. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Houston. Lady Bobcats got the shot they wanted. There's just nobody there. The rebound, the miss. Houston gets it up across the timeline to Benoist. Benoist into the free throw circle. Swings it cross court. Controlled there by Cook. Cook back outside to Koch. Koch takes it to the right side, defended by Davis. Now giving it up, and the ball stolen by Hillis. Hillis and Davis on the break. Hillis on the left side, gives it up to Davis on the right. Shoots, no good. Hillis yanks down the rebound. Spins away, gives to Davis. Little shot off the baseline is good. Davis and Hillis working hard, and we get a timeout on the floor. 39-17, Thayer up. With 2:59 to go in the third, there's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And back after timeout, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking in Thayer. Houston ball. Thayer again with a full court pressure in the 2-2-1 zone. 2:59 to play in the third quarter. Thayer's run the lead up to 22. Houston with it. Out on top, Benoist. Got it up to Koch. Koch to Benoist. And we're going to get a 10-second call here. And, well, no? Yes, we did. All right. I thought there was a whistle, too, and that should have been a 10-second call. Anyway. It'll be Houston ball. They'll inbound on the near side. We had an inadvertent whistle by the official on the play. Coach Denny Young thought they were calling the 10 seconds too. And the officials say no, inadvertent whistle. So Houston will inbound. Thayer pulls off the full court pressure as they inbound on the sideline near midcourt. Ball goes to the right side to Benoist, and Benoist, pass to the right side, is deflected by Riley Joe Sorrell, goes out of bounds. Thayer with Regal, Davis, Bowers, Sorrell, and Logue in the ballgame right now. They'll inbound in the backcourt to Koch, brings it across the timeline, swings it left side. That is number two, Manier. Manier had trouble with the handle, gives it up to Cook. Cook back outside. 2:23 to go in the third. Houston needing points. They get it in the lane, back outside now to Benoist. Back to McNeil. McNeil is tied up by Bailey Logue, and the hell ball will belong to the Houston Lady Tigers. Logue, lucky she didn't get called for a foul there after the play. And it'll actually will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball on the alternating possessions. I was looking at the wrong thing. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 22 with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Got the Logue, top of the key. Now to Regal. A long three by Kinsley is no good. Rebound taken by Houston and a rebounding foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Bailey Logue, number 22, her first. Third team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. 2 minutes to go in the third. Houston working the ball up the timeline, and they lost it out of bounds. Number 12 over there, Ava Koch, just lost the handle. It went out of bounds. Thayer with a substitution. Avery Bowers is out. Caden Hillis is in for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And here's number two, Millie Manier, checking back in the game. Number 12, Ava Koch, will come out for Houston. And Lady Bobcats inbound the ball to Davis in the corner now to Hillis on the right side. Sorrell crosses it to Logue, and Logue traveled as she made the catch. She saw a lane to the bucket, an opening in there, and just couldn't put the ball on the floor before she took off. Thayer now full court pressure, get on the inbound, and Houston gets it up the floor to number 24. That is Claire Benoist, and she scores. Back to a 20-point ball game. Thayer with the lead and the ball. They swing it out top for Sorrell. Round the horn to Logue. Logue fakes the three, gives to Davis. She'll fire it up. It's no good. Logue with the rebound. Tried to put it on the floor, lost it. Ball still loose on the court. Houston comes out of there with it, and now we're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And it was Bailey Logue again going to be called for the foul. Logan there playing hard, but she got her on the arm. And substitution now for Thayer. Jessa Dubois will check in, and Riley Davis will go to the Lady Bobcat bench. Up by 20 with a minute 24 to go in a game that's getting pretty physical. No need to have your star out there at that point. And here's a steal by the Lady Bobcats in the full court pressure. Got it to Hillis. Hillis driving to the bucket, lays it up. No, that's a good defensive play by Houston to get back and bother the shot. Lady Tigers with the ball in the backcourt is Manier. Wings it over and got it to number 30, McNeil, for a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Hillis with a rebound for Thayer, dribbles it off her foot. Houston's got it. We get a hell ball, and a possession belongs to the Houston Lady Tigers. Lady Bobcats just don't seem to have a whole lot of focus tonight for whatever reason. Things that don't normally happen are happening out there to the Lady Bobcats. 20-point lead, though, 39-19. Here's Houston going to throw the ball away down in the right corner. And 47 seconds to go in this third period. Thayer will inbound it. Substitution first. Riley Davis will check in for Bailey Logue, looking for maybe the final shot of the quarter. 39-19. Thayer up 20, bringing it in the front court is Hillis. Hillis feeds it in the left corner to Dubois, out top to Sorrell. Sorrell swinging it cross court to Regal. She couldn't make the catch, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Lady Bobcats just don't seem to have their head in this game. Maybe it's the 20-point lead, head to the fourth quarter or what, but there's been really no intensity to this game whatsoever. Houston with the ball out front. Right side it goes to Benoist. Benoist dribbles toward the lane, kicks it back outside. Now around to Millie Manier. Manier off to McNeil, down in the lane, shot no good. Dubois with a rebound. Thayer got the run out to Davis, will score the layup. Riley Davis with 18, the lead all scorers in the game. And Thayer up by 22, 41-19. Houston Little shot on the baseline is up and good. Number 30 with the bucket, McNeil, her second field goal of the game. And that's the end of our three quarters of play. Our score, 41-21. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right. It's our Friends and Family Sale with Friends and Family pricing, and it is only here at Taylor Grubaugh Dealerships. This is one of our biggest sales of the year, so bring your friends and family and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
And we're back at the Thayer High School Matt Pitts Court here in the Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament, the Thayer Winter Classic Girls Basketball Tournament, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 20-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. They'll open the quarter with the starters on the floor. Davis will bring the inbound play into the front court, work it to the right side in the corner to Bowers, outside to Hillis, and around the horn to Davis, dumping it inside to Regal. Regal, one dribble and an offensive foul. They're going to call her for a hook. Regal hooked the defender, going to be called for the foul. That'll be foul number three on Kinsley Regal. And the first foul of the fourth quarter, non-shooting foul. 7:51 to go. Thayer with a 20-point lead and Houston with the basketball. They bring it across the timeline, feed it over to Cook. Cook on the left, back outside. Now off to number 40, Gilbert, with a shot from the free throw line. No good, but she was fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Avery Bowers. That'll be number three on Avery tonight. 7:43 to go in the game. And at the free throw line, Gilbert, first free throw is up and no good. Set for another one, spins it on her hands, and it is no good. Rebound, Houston! Back up and no good, and a foul on Avery Bowers. Wow. Houston going to the free throw line. The foul on Bowers will be her fourth in the game. And this time, number 30, is that what I'm seeing? McNeil at the free throw line, and she misses the first one. Now Gilbert will check back in the game for Houston. Also back in there is Koch, number 12. Second free throw is up and good for McNeil. McNeil now with 6 points in the game, three in each half. Thayer with the ball out top. Bowers swings it over to Hillis. Hillis with a baseline drive. Bounces it through to Davis, around the defender, all the way to bucket and scores. Riley Davis with 20. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have 43. Riley with almost half of their points tonight. Houston with the ball out on top. Got it to Koch. Koch, a three-point shot is good. Ava Koch with a three. First one of the night for her. Her only 3 points to the game. Thayer running around the perimeter. Got the ball down inside to Bowers. Turns, misses the shot. Thayer had inside position for the rebound. It's saved from out of bounds by Houston. And Lady Tigers coming the other way with the ball. They got it to Koch. Koch brings it across the timeline. Gets tied up by Riley Davis, and the ball will belong to Houston on the alternating possession. 6:50 to play in the game. Thayer up 43-25. Houston inbounded in the backcourt to Ava Koch. Koch swings it on the left side. Number 11 with it. Cook goes down toward the corner, brings it back out. Long pass out front, now to the right side for McNeil. McNeil in the lane, turns. Little wild shot is up and no good. Rebound Davis. Davis off on a break to Hillis for the lay-in. No, she missed it. And a rebound taken by Houston. Ava Koch got it. Bringing up the floor, feeds it to Cook. Cook to the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane, throws up a scoop shot. That's no good. And rebound taken by Gilbert. She has it taken away by Bowers, and Thayer's off on a break. Hillis all the way to bucket, lays it up with the left hand. Caden Hillis now with 13 in the game. That was a nice play by Hillis. Here Davis almost steals it for Houston, and the Lady Tigers throw it away. Thayer gets the ball back with a 20-point lead. Bailey Logue is going to check into the game, and Avery Bowers will sit down with those four fouls. Avery with just 2 points tonight. They came in the first quarter. 5:55 to go in the game. Thayer up 20 with the ball. Right side to Hillis. Hillis takes it to the top of the key on the dribble and feeds it right side to Bailey Logue. Logue driving to baseline, wraparound pass to Regal, who lays it up and in. Nice play there by Bailey Logue, giving Coach Denny Young some quality minutes off the bench tonight. Here's Houston to the other end. Shot is up and good for number 11. That is Isabella Cook, her second field goal of the game. And Thayer back the other way. Got it to Sorrell. Sorrell out to Regal for a three. Yes, sir. Kinsley Regal hits one from downtown. She's in double figures with 10. Thayer leads it 50-27. Houston with the ball. That is Cook on the left side wing, hands it off. Thayer playing tough defense here. There was a cross-court pass caught by Du Bois. She shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound by Gilbert. She has it knocked away by Davis, and it goes out of bounds. The Houston ball will inbound it down under their bucket, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 4:56 to play in the game. Thayer up by 23. We'll take a timeout. Be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, you hear the buzzer. That's after the timeout. I want to say thanks again to some more of our Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Southern Hills Auto Plaza, Partner in Shine, both of West Plains, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer. Houston ball down by 23 with 4:56 to go. And they got it inside, but the shot is up and blocked by Regal and went right back to Gilbert. Gilbert put it back up and in. 10 points now for Gilbert. Thayer back in the offensive set. They go right side to Sorrell in the corner to Regal. Regal puts it on the floor, going to let another one fly. Three-pointer's good. Kinsley Regal's hit two in a row from downtown. She's got 13 in the game. Thayer up now 53-29. Houston with it in the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound controlled by McNeil. Throws it up. No. Davis with the rebound. Thayer off on the break. Davis, a little European step, puts it up and in. Riley Davis now with 22, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 55-29. Houston working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat defense. They go to McNeil, back outside to Du Bois. She couldn't hit. McNeil rebounds it, follows it up and in. McNeil now with 8 points in the game for Houston. 3:51 to go in the game. Thayer with the ball. Hillis driving the baseline, and we got a whistle. She's fouled on the drive. Be a non-shooting foul. Fouls on number 30. That was Grayson McNeil, will be her first in the game. And the first team foul on Houston here in the fourth quarter. Thayer will inbound it under the bucket. Got it into Hillis. Over to Regal for three more. Yes! Regal's hit three in a row. 16 on the night for Kinsley Regal. for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and the lead is now 58-31. Houston with it in the lane, now back outside, long shot, an air ball, and saved from out of bounds by Houston. DuBois traveled. Oh, and here's a pass and a steal by Davis. Davis will drive for the uncontested layup. It's good. 24 on the night for Riley Davis, the Lady Bobcats sophomore. Is about at her average for the year. 3 minutes to go in the game. Houston with it. But they had a player wide open underneath. That was Gilbert. Makes the catch. Shoots and scores off the window. Gilbert with 12 for Houston. Thayer coming the other way. Davis leads it down the court, trying to pass it, and gets fouled. Foul will be on number 12. That is Koch. That'll be her second. And Thayer making substitutions here. Kinsley Regal and Riley Joe Sorrow come out of the game. As Gorham will check in, so does DuBois. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got the Bailey Logue. Logue into the lane, throws up a shot. No good. That's a wild shot. And a rebound taken by Houston. Houston feeds it up the floor behind the back with a dribble by Cook. Going down to the baseline, all the way down under bucket. Kicks it back out to Meneer. Meneer trying to pass it inside to McNeil. Shot is up, partially blocked, but a foul going to be whistled. It'll be number two, Jessa DuBois, called for the foul. 60-33, Thayer leads it by 27. First foul on DuBois tonight. Comes with 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Number 30, Grayson McNeil, hits the free throw. She's got 9 points, looking for number 10. Substitution for Houston. Gilbert, Ashley Gilbert checks out of the game. Number 23, Volk checks back in. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Houston, back up and in. That is Cook. Isabella Cook, she's got 6. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. Riley Davis on the right side. And we're going to get a carry called on Davis in the open floor. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. Not a lot of focus, doesn't seem like, by these Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. Substitution for Thayer. Walters will check into the ballgame. Briley Walters. So Thayer with subs everywhere except for the only starter left on the floor is Caden Hillis. And that's just out of necessity. Thayer's only got 9 players. Here's a pass to the post. Almost stolen by Thayer, but Houston gets it back. Number 12, Ava Koch. Koch has got it out between the circles. Down to 2 minutes to play in the game. Koch gives it on the left side. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, Gorham. Gorham out to Hillis. Hillis on the break. One defender to beat. She does. Nice play by Caden Hillis. Hillis now with 15. 3 Thayer Lady Bobcats with 15 or more in the game. Thayer leads it 62-36. Houston with the ball. Go to the high post. Ball poked away. Picked up by Hillis. Hillis to Gorham, who scores the layup. Haley Gorham with the 2 points. Gets on the board here in the opening round of the Thayer Winter Classic. 64-36. Thayer with the lead. Houston with the ball. Koch feeds it up. Now they go inside to Gilbert. Gilbert up with a shot. No good. And the rebound is a held ball. Possession arrow to Thayer with a minute 14 to play in the game. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to improve to 7-6 on the year. And will move into their own tournament semifinals. We'll play in that semifinal Thursday at 8 o'clock. And we'll talk on the postgame about the fact that might change. Thayer with the ball. Gorham trying to pass it in the lane. Ball is stolen by Houston. And now almost taken back by Gorham. Loose on the floor, but Houston's got it. Under a minute to play. Lady Tigers bring it into the front court with Koch. Pass to the right side. Stolen by Gorham. Gorham spins away from the defense. Gives the ball out to Bailey Logue. Logue over to Hillis on the right side wing. Hillis back out front and to Gorham. Gorham left side to Logue. Logue swings it out to Hillis on the wing. 35 seconds to go now in the game. They'll swing it down low to DuBois. DuBois driving the baseline. Misses the shot. Rebound Walters. Couldn't follow it in. Rebound Logue. She couldn't follow it in. And Houston brings it down with 23 seconds left. Houston working down the right corner to Meneer. She'll shoot a long one. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Houston down on the baseline, and they lose it out of bounds. It'll be Houston ball with 10 seconds remaining. 64-36 is our score. Fair Lady Bobcats on defense. Houston inbounded here. They do for Koch. She'll bring it back out top. Just inside the three-point line. Shoots no good. Rebound taken by Meneer. Dumps it inside. Shot is up and good. Who was that made that last bucket? Number 23, Volk, made that bucket for Houston. And that's the final, 64-38. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win, and the Lady Bobcats improved to 7-6 on the year.